At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, my friend, my co-host, my podcast, my sickly little orphan kid. How are you doing? How are you hanging in there?
You know, I'm getting a little better. Not quite as congested, but now I have a great cough that I feel like will linger forever, as one does. But I'm doing okay, feeling a little better.
Well, you sound better. You sound a lot better.
Thank you.
And it's good to see you without a roll of toilet paper up your nose.
Yeah, I think I'm getting to the point where I'm drying myself out so much that, I don't know. I feel nasally, but maybe not.
No, I mean, you sound like you maybe have like a heavy chest a little bit, but like you're not like, oh, this is Olivia Cordu.
I can't breathe out of my mouth.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely glad you're feeling better. You had to be feeling better because you're coming into town on Sunday. So
I know, rain or shine, sickness or not.
I know. I have to figure out number one, how we're going to record a podcast in this room. And number two, how I'm also going to make this your bedroom while you're here. So we'll be doing some moving and stuff, but it'll be good. I'm excited for you to be here.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a fun little sleepover.
Oh, heck yeah. It's going to be a good time. We'll see some Coldplay, get to hang out. Not like when you came for my birthday, it was so quick and we were just rushing. So it'll be nice just to be like, yeah, let's just chill. Yeah. So it'll be good to be able to just like relax and get to do some fun stuff and go around the city and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. And I've never been to Nashville.
Well, I think you're going to have a good time.
I can't say I've never been to Nashville. I haven't seen Nashville downtown proper.
Right. Right. Yeah, we could do, there's a couple of different things. I've been talking to Kara about it too. So we could be like, hey, what would we be able to do that would go and be some fun? So we'll definitely make sure we have a good time. We'll probably have the kid with us. So it'll have to be like family friendly, good time, but it'll still be.
I even thought we could go do your magic brunch.
We could. I'll have to look and see. I think they only do it on Saturdays.
Okay.
That's why we've been holding off just because, you know, the weekends get so busy and then they only have like limited availability. So we've been looking, but I'll have to check and see if they have it on Sundays for sure. It'd be cool to see some magic and get some brunch.
Yeah, get there early enough.
Yeah. Well, I know you have homework to do. Both of us were talking about, we're just like, oh man, we're so exhausted. So what do you say we just jump right into it? We quit the Gabby Gabby, get to the Stabby Stabby. It's your Short on Time this week. What do you got for us? What are we going to be talking about?
I'm going to give a little caveat here that there is a little storm hitting my town right now. And so we are notorious for losing power. So just in case we lose power, John could just post this intro and let people know what happened.
Yeah, or I'll drop a marker and we'll just wait for a long time until she comes back.
But no, yeah, this week is mine. And this case actually caught my eye because it's about karaoke. And I don't know if the listeners know about this. I mean, I think you know this about me, but I loved karaoke. I think I talked about it when I was on television, but karaoke is my jam. Dude, I will get up and sing. I don't care.
Me,
I love it
too. Karaoke. There used to be a bar in Nashville, and I don't even know if it's open anymore after COVID, but it was called Miss Kelly's. And I loved it for two reasons. One, I love karaoke, but two, at the time, you could still smoke cigarettes in there. And I was, you know, smoking cigarettes. So mm-hmm. because you were technically a performer, there's a law that like if you're a performer, you can smoke on stage. So everybody would just be in there smoking.
Smoking.
But I actually won a trophy on our honeymoon for live band karaoke for This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
Yeah. Well, I went up there and they were like, what's your name? And I was like, John. And they were like, where are you from? Nashville. And I think they thought I was going to do like Garth Brooks or something. Right. And then it was live band karaoke. So like everything hit and I was like, this is how we do it. And that's everybody cool. was just like, ah, I didn't pay for a drink for the rest of the time I was on the cruise. It was awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. So that's what caught my eye with this case is it's, you know, sadly around karaoke, something that's very enjoyable, that things that people do to have fun. But of course, you know, we do a true crime podcast, so every story has a sad ending.
Well, and also maybe while you're here, I could look and see if there's any places that have karaoke popping off. Maybe we'll figure something out.
I wasn't in a band, John. I cannot sing. That's so as long right. as you're not embarrassed by me, I will not be embarrassed by myself.
No, I'm good. It's all about having a good time. I have two go-tos. I do This Is How We Do It, and then What Would You Do by City High. Those are my two.
What would you do if someone's at home?
On the bedroom floor because he's hungry.
Yeah. And the only way
all right, we got to stop. We're going to get sued. We don't have the rights. Can't sing that much.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
But yeah, so that's my jam. So we have a good time.
It's called Karaoke Podcast.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. So
actually, okay. This episode is called The Karaoke Killing.
All righty. So let's jump into it before we have a lawsuit on our hands.
It was a typical Friday night at Louie's Corner House, a local bar in Buckeye Lake, Ohio. Patrons gathered for karaoke, the kind of carefree singing that made the dive bar a beloved local hangout. Among the regulars on the night of July 11th of this year was 41-year-old Benjamin Hawk, a warm, outgoing man known for his big voice and even bigger heart. Hawk stepped up to the microphone and began to sing Linkin Park's One More Light, which I wasn't familiar with this song, and I don't think you were either.
No, we Googled it. I thought it was that Shadow of the Day, that sun went
not allowed to sing.
For you. Well, you can sing. You just can't sing the whole song.
Some of us like to sing start to finish karaoke.
Yeah. We interrupt this podcast so that Olivia and John can sing What Would You Do from the beginning to the end.
Patron content.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Anyway, so we didn't know this song. So if y'all were familiar with the song or you like the song, let us know on Facebook. But as he stood on the stage, pouring his heart into the lyrics, an act of unimaginable violence unfolded. From behind, a man entered the bar with a clear sense of purpose. That man was 59-year-old Richard Lindgren, Hawk's girlfriend's ex-husband. Without warning, Lindgren raised a gun and shot Benjamin Hawk in the back of the head, killing him instantly. The witnesses were horrified. The music stopped and chaos erupted. But Lindgren didn't stay. He fled the scene and disappeared. For law enforcement, it didn't take long to identify the suspect. And just hours after the killing, investigators connected Lindgren to the crime and issued a warrant for his arrest. The following day on July 12th, he was tracked down and apprehended in South Carolina, more than 400 miles away from the crime scene. Authorities quickly arranged for his extradition back to Ohio. As the investigation unfolded, so did the motive. Lindgren had reportedly been harboring resentment towards his ex-wife and her relationship with Hawk. She and Hawk began dating shortly after her divorce was finalized. And according to those closest to the couple, Lindgren had made his disdain known in recent months. He frequently attended karaoke nights to mock and taunt his ex-wife. The DJ at Louie's recalled uncomfortable encounters saying Lindgren often hurled hateful comments when she took the mic. He had even been warned about this behavior just 2 weeks before the murder. At Lindgren's arraignment in Lincoln County, Ohio, prosecutors painted a chilling picture of a jealous man consumed by bitterness. They argued that he acted with premeditation and purpose, that he had decided if he couldn't have her, then no one else could. The court agreed and the charge was serious, and a judge set his bond at $5 million. A preliminary hearing is actually scheduled for tomorrow, July 17th, when this episode comes out. And a grand jury is set to review the case on July 23rd for any additional charges that can be added. And as the legal system begins its slow churn, the community continues to grieve. Friends and family of Benjamin Hawk mourn a man that they describe as larger than life and with the voice of an angel. He was more than a karaoke regular. He was a generous, kind soul who brought joy to those around him. So even though we joked about the karaokeing, this is just such a sad case. Like, just out enjoying your evening and next thing you know, someone's getting killed.
Dude, I would be absolutely terrified because this is the kind of place where, like, you go to cut loose. Like, you drop your inhibitions. I mean, most people who go to karaoke because they're not, like, world-class singers, you know?
Yeah, and, like, and there's, like, a few people who karaoke that are like, oh, they're, like, really good. Like, I karaoke with a few people that I'm like, oh, like, she was in a rock band and she's actually a really good singer. But the rest of us are, you know, just there for fun.
It's just people having a good time, right? So, like, can you imagine just being at the stage, you know, just standing at the stage watching your friends sing and then all of a sudden their brains are blown out? Like, it would be absolutely terrifying. And I don't think you would comprehend what was happening in the moment.
Well, just being the girlfriend and the ex-wife.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, this guy just continued to come and harass him, like, I don't know, like, nothing against the bar or anything like that, because I'm sure you get disorderly people and stuff like that. But, like, if this dude was constantly coming in and just harassing two specific people, I'd be like, watch for him. We don't let him come in. And it sounds like he may have snuck in through the back either way, but that's the sign that, like, hey, there may be some behavior that escalates here, because he's not coming here to drink. He's not coming here to sing. He's sitting here and just harassing these two very specific people.
Yeah, I agree. And then in some of the research, the DJ is actually who approached him to be like, hey, man, like, cut it out. Like, don't be disrespectful. This is a fun environment. Like, cut it out.
Yeah, like, knock that shit off, man. Like, people are just here to have a good time. You don't have to be screaming and being an asshole.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just, you know, he probably wasn't welcome there if I had to be a betting woman. Because, you know, no one enjoys being around somebody that's harassing people like that. It's an uncomfortable situation for everyone involved. All the bystanders, the people that it's happening to, the, you know, people that are working at the bar. So, you know, it's just devastating to know that someone can just be so hateful. And again, I go back to the spouses killing spouses. Just leave them alone. Start over. Move on. I can say it till I'm blue in the face.
Yeah. And it's also one of those things too. Like, you know, I think we all had those bars in our, like, you know, the apartment that I lived at in Michigan. I think I've talked about it before, but, like, I could throw a tennis ball from my, like, the front door of my apartment and hit this bar. Like, it was literally across the street. But everybody who went to this bar, they were regulars. You know what I mean? And I imagine this is very similar. It's like you become friends with those people. Like, you go in, like, it's the same group of people hanging out regularly, you know? So it's, like, sad to think that these people just went there to watch their friend sing and unfortunately saw them, you know, lose their life. So I think it's just a bummer because karaoke in nature is such a fun thing, you know, and to have something so tragic happen, it's sad for Hawk's family and friends and, you know, like I said, it's just got to be so surprising to have something like that happen in an environment like that, you know?
Yeah, but if we're talking deadbolt tests, what do you think? It's not super, you know, terrifying, but...
No, but I would probably put it at 6 still, you know? It's one of those things where you're having a couple of drinks, you're hanging out, having a good time, and then all of a sudden this, like, horrific thing happens. I kind of liken it to, you know, like the Pulse nightclub shooting or, you know, like the Aurora movie theater shooting, right? You're in this place where that's the last thing that would be on your mind, you know? And then all of a sudden you go from, I'm just having a good time, you know, enjoying myself, to, like, now this is a life or death situation potentially. And it's gotta be, you know, just thinking about how the adrenaline would go through your body and how you'd be confused and scared and, like, looking for a way out. Like, that, I think that element of it really kind of gets under my skin a little bit. So I put it at 6, but what about you?
Well, I mean, I was just karaokeing about 2.5 weeks ago, and I'm going to put this one at, like, an 8 for the same reason, that just being there, being present in the moment of something happening, it's just being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And so I can see myself standing at the karaoke place, cheering everybody on, you know, and just something like that happening. That's devastating and traumatic. So yeah, I'm going to put it about an 8.
Yeah, it's just crazy how in just a moment, something can go from normal or like a good time to the complete opposite. Like, we just had a guy here in my town who went into a liquor store, because, you know, Tennessee, we have, you have to go into a liquor store. You can't go to like a grocery store or something like that. Like, it's a specific, this is where you buy liquor. And he went in, he asked for a bottle of tequila, and the guy behind the counter was like, "You got something to pay for it with?" And the dude just pulled out a gun and started smashing bottles and fired a round off and was shooting at cops and stuff. And it was
over a bottle of liquor?
Yeah. Like, and down the street from where you stayed, when, you know what I mean? So it's just like,
oh, lovely.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. This isn't like, you know, this isn't a town that's known for, you know, crazy crime or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's just like, doesn't matter where you are, how safe you feel or anything like that. Like, things can switch in a moment, you know? And I think that's the thing to take away from it. And again, I think what also makes it so scary. So, well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's Short on Time case. But as always, we want to hear from our listeners, our locksmiths. Where does the murder of Benjamin Hawk fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. If you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get the opportunity to spend some time with you, get to know you a little better, and just have you be part of our awesome community. So we say it all the time, it's the best place on the internet. Shout out to Scott, who was like, yeah, welcome to the most chill group on Facebook. So definitely appreciate that it's a shared sentiment. So if you'd like to join the Facebook group, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. And also in that description, you can find a link to our Patreon. So if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by heading over to that Patreon and signing up. You got a lot of cool benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us out, throw us just a few bucks, patreon.com/checkthelocks, and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and hanging out with us, sharing what we do with the people who are important to you means just as much, if not more. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth and, you know, helping people find the podcast. So if you're sharing this and sending it out or telling people to check it out or wearing one of our shirts or anything that kind of gets the name of the podcast out there, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. Again, it's all about bringing people to the community. And when you share this show, that's exactly what it does. So just know that we are very, very grateful if you share this in any way at all. That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
We'll see you next week.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.